Ms. Magazine, New and Improved, hits the newsstands this week. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates visited with Ms.'s new editor and her staff to see how they're keeping feminism relevant to women of all ages.
The first issue of Ms. Magazine with Wonder Woman on the cover burst onto newsstands in 1971 and was snapped up by thousands of women. Clearly, Ms. has struck a nerve. It had generated one of those click moments Gloria Steinem, a founding editor, used to talk about. Over 30 years and several financial crises later, Ms. is still as feminist as ever. But the magazine moved west earlier this year and has gotten, well, we can say it, a facelift.
There was someone else.
In Liberia.
That's Ms.'s newest editor, Elaine Lafferty, a former Time magazine reporter and war correspondent for the Irish Times. She and her staff are gathered in Ms.'s sunny Beverly Hills offices, owned by his parent, the Feminist Majority Foundation, to consider candidates for the magazine's Woman of the Year issue. But should they even bother, with style Bibles like Vogue, InStyle, and Allure continuing to be popular draws for women readers, can something that labels itself a feminist publication make inroads, much less a profit? Ms. researcher Camille Hahn, an Elfin 20-something, says she's feminist for a good reason.
Because I think the more that I work here, the more that I see how relevant it is. It still affects my life. And I think that these issues need to get out there.
What does a feminist look like? After the Los Angeles Times runs a photo of Ms.'s editorial staff, I tell them, a few startled men protested that they couldn't be feminists. They're too attractive, which gets this reaction. Managing editor Michelle Cicero says the old stereotype of grim feminists sometimes does get in the way.
You know, it's, I guess, the whole myth of that we're all 300 pounds and unshaven and have crew cuts, you know, but the reality is, and that we hate men, and actually, you know, it's like we love men, and, you know, they're our brothers and our sons and our fathers, so it's fun to dispel that myth, because it does make people think, like, well, then maybe I am a feminist.
Senior editor Michelle Court agrees and says even she was put off in the early days when the only feminists she saw on TV were angry, unphotogenic women.
And then Gloria Steinem came on TV, and she was gorgeous, and she was as articulate as could be, and she completely and utterly inspired me, and to this day. Because I thought, oh, if that's a feminist, that's okay. So I was affected by that back then.
Actor Ashley Judd once posed for a Ms. cover wearing a fundraising T-shirt distributed by the Feminist Majority Foundation. It declared, this is what a feminist looks like. Editor-in-Chief Lafferty says feminist diversity is part of the message she'd like to spread.
You know, Ashley Judd is not what every feminist looks like, but Ashley Judd is what some feminists look like. You know, feminists run the gamut. There are some of us who are 300 pounds, and there are some of us who are 100 pounds, and we come in all shapes and sizes. And I think just the image of that, if people saw the variety, that'd be an accomplishment.
Ms. is the foremother of a new wave of feminist magazines aimed at young women, magazines with titles like Bitch and Bust. But it doesn't aim to change radically to attract the daughters of the feminists who first read it. Lafferty and her staff are betting that women of all ages still want substance. Senior editor Michelle Court.
I think Ms. was about feminism back in the day, and now it's more about a feminist take on the world. That's what I tell people. I say we're a current affairs magazine that takes a feminist slant.
The magazine is stretching out to highlight feminist movements in different venues. Deputy Global Editor Carrie Brown.
One of our, you know, main new focuses is international issues and, you know, kind of the global news going on. How does that affect women and, you know, around the world? How do different things dealing with global issues affect American women?
Elaine Lafferty says that's a critical service.
Some of us as American women tend to think, well, you know, we invented it and we're still in charge of it, and we're not. We've got a lot to learn from women around the world, and this is, where else are you going to read about that other than Ms. Magazine?
Lafferty says she hopes what they're aiming to produce at the reconfigured Ms. is a sort of feminist version of the New Yorker or Esquire.
In its early days, Ms. published original poetry, original fiction, covered the arts, brought new voices to the national conversation. I would like to see us do that with a fierce energy and a fierce feminist perspective.
Judging from the newsstand sales, which have averaged a very healthy 71%, the fierce new Ms. is no mistake. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Ms. Magazine's fall issue is on newsstands today.